It's that time of the day. As we go on a blind date with another Phillies potential trade candidate, Kyle throws a resume at us, and we decide, do we want this player on the Phillies between now and August 3rd? All right, what do we got today?
All right, so just before we get into all this, I do want it out there. I saw this yesterday. 29th ranked farm system in baseball.
Yeah, not great.
Not good. Mm-mm. That's not going to help with us getting any of these trade candidates
go
on a blind date for, even though.
Feels like the Phillies always have the 29th ranked farm system.
It does. what have they been doing? And they haven't even traded. Like, it's not like we've been trading off all of our good players in the farm system.
I guess Tait is probably the biggest one we've traded in recent years. Yeah.
But like we're waiting on these kids. And the farm system is still plummeting.
Yeah, this was a bad year for the farm system.
Terrible year.
I mean, Aiden Miller
system.
Hasn't played baseball this year. It's not good.
So I don't know how the hell we're going to get any of these guys. But today I have for you a left-handed pitcher who I'm just going to say, after watching Kirkering and everybody else in this bullpen after Joan Duran, we need desperately.
Scott had a stat last night, Hugh, that everyone other than Duran in the last few weeks has a 6.5 ERA in the bullpen. Duran hasn't given up a run. Like he is holding this thing up all by himself.
He hasn't given up a run? I thought he blew one save.
No, not in this stretch he was talking about. Few weeks.
Okay, right. Okay. All right. 32 years old, a free agent after the year 2028.
Okay.
Now, the team he's on is hovering around 500. They're in the wild card race, not in a wild card spot, but firmly in the race. Don't know if they're going to sell. Could decide to just based on the fact that this guy is making $19 million.
Whoa.
Hefty price tags.
This is a starting pitcher. Or no reliever.
No, this is a reliever.
Ooh, okay.
Now, I will say a career closer. I believe he's the closer for this team right now. Really, once I read you off this guy's numbers, it's going to be a lock that all of us, given the opportunity, would make this trade. Just curious if you can guess who this is, because it's not really a name that we've talked about a lot recently, but I think has been in the spotlight or was more of a name that we've talked about a few years ago or, anyway.
Did we talk about him earlier this year?
I don't think so, unless I'm misremembering. Anyway, this guy pretty much averages like 30 saves a season. Career 2.58 ERA.
Well, that's great.
A career 9.31 whip. That's 0.931 whip.
Okay. Yeah.
This year, in 16 games, again, a closer, 0.59 ERA, 0.717 whip. I believe he has, I can't read my own damn handwriting now. A lot of saves this season. I think it's 10 that I wrote down. One home run allowed. Playoffs, 1.64 ERA, 0.909 whip. Can you guess who this is?
Does this guy have, in a way, a big part of Philly's history?
Yes.
In 2022, was this guy unavailable to pitch multiple innings because he didn't have a long-term contract?
Yes.
And that led to Robert Suarez on the mound for Bedlam at the Bank.
Sure did.
That means we're talking about Josh Hader.
Yeah, we are talking about Josh.
You know what? People forget about Josh Hader.
People forget about
now,
Josh
he was injured to start the season. That's why he only has whatever innings or saves he has. Because I think he had a shoulder issue to start the season. So his numbers are a little bit down. He hasn't pitched as many games as normal. But we're talking about one of the best relievers of a decade. I mean, he's amazing when he pitches.
Yeah. And wasn't he, if I'm not mistaken, 22 was the year he was traded from Milwaukee to the Padres, correct?
Yes, but he didn't have, I think the thing was, until he got a long-term deal, he refused to pitch more than one inning at a time. And that's why he wasn't in the eighth inning to face Harper.
Right, which was, the rest is history. But not only responsible for that, but some say he was responsible for the Phillies' turning point in that season when Boehm took him deep.
And Vierling.
And Vierling. I think it was the first time he'd let up a home run all season, let alone back-to-back to Alec Boehm and the power hitter Alec Boehm.
Topper's first year.
And Matt Vierling, yeah.
Yeah, first week of his first
year. Josh Hader's got without being a Philly, pretty big imprint on Philly's history.
Now, so there's only one problem with this, roadblock. He's very expensive. He'd be the most expensive non-closer in baseball, right? $19 million? Because he wouldn't come here to be the closer here. They have Duran.
They had to put him in the rotation somewhere.
Well, you had to put him as a setup man in the bullpen. The question would be, would the Phillies, to me, I want him. Yes, I would love to have
$19 million's hefty.
Would the Phillies be willing to pay $19 million for a setup man?
No.
I think you're probably right on this. And he's still got years left on that deal, right? You said through 28?
Through 28, yeah. He's a free agent in 29.
How? You know what? I mean, If John, put your money where your mouth is.
Damn right. There he is.
I wonder what he would cost, considering he's getting a little older. Mm-hmm. The Astros are... Now, you mentioned they're back in it. They're kind of in the wild card mix, but they're not a very good team. I don't think they're going to make the playoffs.
32, expensive.
Right.
I mean, those things lead me to believe the Astros would sell.
I agree.
But, like you said, if they're sort of in this... If they're in this in-between phase, they're going to want good prospects back.
Yeah, of course they will.
Which, again... But can we, 29th
can we dream, though, on a Josh Hader,
oh,
Duran,
goodness,
eighth,
man.
Ninth inning? And Hader in the past, I mean, he has a... I remember when he signed, he said the rules were off. Like, he now will pitch when you ask him to pitch, right? So, like, you could effectively end the game after six innings if you got Josh Hader.
Yep.
You just say, you're going to pitch five outs, and then Duran's going to pitch the rest of the game. Hew. Josh Hader, you in?
I'll take it. All day.
That's good.
Can't never have enough pitching.
Well, especially pitching like this.
Oh, dude. What?
I mean, when Josh Hader was at his best, he was like Mason Miller now.
His career numbers are super impressive. 0.590 ERA this year.
Guy's got 850 strikeouts in 527 innings. I mean, he's a dominant relief pitcher.
When I looked at his numbers this year, I'm like, 0.590 ERA. I'm like, he must have only pitched like two games.
I was trying to rack my brain when you said 19 million. I'm like, who gets that money as a reliever?
Yeah.
Oh, him, because he used to he was the guy.
It's funny because, you know, just looking through who I was going to present to you guys today. I'm like, Josh Hader. I'm like, wow, you don't really hear about him much anymore. But he was like, because right now it's Mason Miller, Jhoan Duran.
Right.
But like, Hader was that dude.
You're right. He was Mason Miller.
I mean, Not long ago.
Yeah. When he was in Milwaukee and he was young, that was what Mason Miller was. All right, I like that one. Josh Hader. It would be about money. I think that it would be money. I know the Phillies willing to pay that kind of money on a salary to a relief pitcher. All right. Our Twitter question. We have some good Twitter questions today here. Presented, of course, and sponsored by the PI Dental Center. Your smile is the first thing others see when they meet. You learn about and schedule your evaluation at PIDentalCenter.com. All right, Hugh, let's get some guesses from you on these Twitter polls here. Let's start with this. Who should have been the number one Philly athlete in the top 11, Christopher Sanchez or Zach Wheeler?
Sanchez.
63% Wheeler.
Oh, wow.
We're living in the moment.
Well, it's tough because, Sanchez kind of got lit up.
Yeah.
And,
Even though it was Trey's fault.
A lot of Trey's fault, for sure.
No, if Trey turns that double play.
Different story.
Are we having this conversation?
Probably not. Mm-hmm. Are you getting your hopes up that LeBron will be a Sixer? Yes or no?
78% yes.
60% no.
Oh.
I think, they
we're burned. We're scarred.
They don't want to get hurt.
From the Bichette thing.
They don't want to get hurt.
Well, people understand, like me, that we're being used. And this is all theatrics by LeBron and Rich Paul. And you guys are suckers.
Suckers.
All right, so let's unpack this for a second. If we're being used... What is the leverage point, right? We're at a point
Cleveland?
Where, well, no, I mean, like, what is LeBron looking for one of these teams?
Well, what if he's trying to get...
Didn't he make it clear that he would take a pay cut?
Well, yeah, and I don't think any of these teams have max cap space. So right. It's not money, per se. It's always money, but not like it would be max versus not max money. Does he want one of these teams to trade for his son? Like,
Somebody to trade for AD? I think.
Right, okay.
Right. He's saying, or he could be trying to entice an Eastern Conference team, like, you know, I'll go join the Sixers. Boston.
Oh, like you're saying, if you don't come in, get me now. Mm-hmm. So a team not really in the mix yet.
That's what I think. I think he's trying to get somebody that is out in.
Well, that might be. I mean, when you hear reporting like Miami, Cleveland, the Sixers, it does make you wonder what all the other teams in the NBA are just like sitting out of the LeBron thing.
And they're all Eastern Conference teams.
Yeah. All right.
Maybe he's trying to get Boston in.
That would be a tough one.
What happened to the Golden State one? Is Golden State still alive?
So it seems like they are not, and it's because they're not trading for Anthony Davis.
Okay.
It seemed like that was the original idea, and then they don't want to trade for Anthony Davis, so he doesn't want to go there. I don't know, but I am starting to get my hopes up that we are actually going to get LeBron James. Let's grab Dennis in Mount Laurel, who is up on WIP. Dennis?
Joey G, how you doing, my man?
Dennis, what's up?
Luke, I was talking about Bryce Harper.
Mm-hmm.
This will be the second time he made an all-star team without actually having the stats to make an all-star team. The last time was his last year in Washington, when coincidentally the all-star game was playing in Washington, and he didn't have the votes. And he said, he was in the home run derby, and he said, if I'm not on the team, I'm not in the home run derby.
Doesn't he kind of have the stats this year, though?
I think he does.
Like, he has all-star stats this year.
Yeah. Now, I remember that one, and you're probably right about that one, Dennis. I have to go back and look what his numbers were at the break, but I think he has all-star level numbers this year.
Yeah, but why did he get selected? Why do you have to be a Legends pick? A Legend is somebody who's retired or in the Hall of Fame.
First base was tough this year. Olsen's having a great year.
Dennis, it's a fair question,
Freddie,
I guess.
Freddie, both of them went. That's crazy.
So Freddie and Olsen are deserving, too. To me, they could have taken three first basemen. I don't know why it was like they had to use the Legends pick on him. I don't know.
Because he's a legend.
But they could have just picked
him. Did you see the septic cleats?
Go ahead, Dennis.
Legendary.
Joe, listen to these stats.
Okay.
Joe, listen to these stats. There's the five major offensive categories. There's the OPS war, home runs, RBIs, and batting. He's not in the lead of any one of them on his own team. And he's batting .267. That's not all-star stuff.
Well, okay, but I think one thing that is we have to point out, you're right, he's maybe not leading his own team, but you said OPS is one of them, right? He's not leading his own team. Schwarber has the highest OPS, right, at .940 or whatever it is, right?
Yes.
But Bryce Harper is 16th in baseball. Like, just we're going to penalize him because he has a top five guy in his own lineup? Like, he's still top 16 in baseball in OPS.
And OPS, WAR is a much more meaningful stat than OPS because WAR looks at your overall worth to the team. OPS factors in walks, singles and doubles with two outs, singles and doubles that don't drive anybody in, and home runs, you know, when the game is decided. So he's a stat machine. There's no question about it. But out of the five offensive categories, OPS is the weakest because of those things I just brought up.
So I agree to a certain extent. And Dennis, it's a good phone call. I get it. I get your point.
Aren't the RBI stuff, that's dependent on teammates. Other guys.
Yeah, you have to have people on base.
Dennis is a Harper hater.
He's like you.
He is.
Yeah. I'm not a Harper hater. I'm just pointing out the obvious. Hmm. I like Bryce Harper. I like him a lot. Hmm. I mean, he's a showman.
Yeah.
He does showy stuff.
He's a cornball.
He's a showman.
I would be the first to say if he didn't deserve it. I think he deserves to be on the team.
It's so corny.
Well, he's trying to endear himself to the city.
But he's been here forever. Just like
he doesn't need to endear anymore.
We're good now. Like he's here. Once he signed here for 13 years and is staying here, like he's filled up.
You know who does not like Bryce Harper? And he sent out a tweet yesterday. Was his Spike? Spike is not a fan. I don't think Spike's a big fan.
I think he just recognizes how corny he is.
Well, that was that because he was—I forgot what he said—but he was talking about his cleats.
Oh, the septic cleats.
Yeah,
the septic cleats are ridiculous. Come on,
I think they're pretty cool.
Fun. That's great, but you're a shoe guy.
Yeah, that's true.
Doesn't it feel like
he's doing what they call the kids call the most.
And we don't need to anymore. Like when he first got here, his first
he
at bat.
Okay, we got it. You love us.
Yeah, like first at bat, he's wearing all the Fanatic stuff.
Yeah,
right?
We
like,
got it. Great.
It's awesome. Great. The Fanatic headband, all that. Like. We need septic cleats in 2026.
You know what I need him to do? Drop the price of that damn protein powder. That's what he needed to do.
Well, I've been at three or four games the last 3 weeks or so. They're advertising everywhere in the stadium
now. It's blowing up.
For the protein powder. Yeah, it's in the grocery store I go to now. Yeah, it is blowing up.
You need to cut the price on them.
You think after it's blowing up, they're going to give you a discount?
I'm looking for it. Hey, after all the mean and hurtful, divisive things I've said, yes. I deserve one.
The worst part of this is everyone sees through this. If you get a discount on the protein powder, you won't criticize Harper
yes,
for
I will.
A year.
Yes,
no.
I will.
Cowboy Jim won you over with one bottle
Hugh's
of liquor.
Hugh's going to come in.
Excuse
we
me.
Need to give
Two
Bryce
bottles.
A financial
oh,
apology again.
Two bottles.
You know what? Actually, I think we should give Bryce Harper more money. He gave me free protein powder.
But you know what? I've been saying that. A financial apology.
We know.
I know. And then we get upset at you for that nonsense. Let's go to Lou in Denver. What's up, Lou?
Lou.
What's up, guys?
Hey, Lou.
Yeah,
who's
travesty, man. It's just a travesty that Zach Wheeler's not in the All-Star game, especially since he came back after all the health issues he was dealing with. And his WAR is 4.3. He's top 10 in WAR, and he only pitched 87 innings. He's been the best pitcher in the last 5 years, and he's still reinventing his game. I don't know if you ever went on this baseballsavant.mlb, but it gives, like, every single pitch he's done and how he's changed his arm angle because he changes mechanics over the last 2 years. So he's actually getting better versus left-handed hitters. He should have been the Legends pick. So I don't know why he's not in it, honestly.
Lou, I agree with you on that. When the thing for, the unveiling happened on Sunday, I was like, I thought Bryce should have made it just to make it. And I thought the Legends pick should have been Wheeler. He fit the criteria. You know, he's towards the end of his career. He obviously is the special circumstance coming off the surgery, the great year he's having. It doesn't make any sense. I mean, make him the Legends pick. And then even if he couldn't pitch, just replace him. Then it would have been so simple.
And for him, I think he's a little bit more pissed off because he did everything in his power to come back. It was clearly a goal. He stated it. And it's honestly just unfair. and it's out of his control. So maybe that gives him some solace that, you know, he did everything he could. Everyone's telling him he's an all-star. He knows he's an all-star. It's just he wanted to enjoy the moment with his family in Philly, and it's just a shame he won't be able to do that. Now, hopefully he just takes it out on the rest of the league the second half, and we can ride this wave of his pitching that he's been just phenomenal, you know, this year and years past. So, and yeah, I definitely agree with you with Turner's got to figure something out. I don't know what we're going to do, but I don't know how they get a right-handed bat. That's a need and a relief pitcher too. So it's going to be hard because all you really have is Miller in the
farm system. Yeah.
And we do need him. We need one guy to come up and actually play shortstop eventually, because Turner's can't play that forever. So you're really stuck with what you got, I think, right now. In terms of Brown, I'm still shocked that this trade would happen. And I'm thinking there's something going on with Embiid. Like, they might have to trade him. Because the only thing, another caller made a great point. He's got to come off the bench. You got to limit his minutes. Because if you keep him on the team, it's all about the postseason.
Mm-hmm.
And just, he can't start. He can't start. He can't play defense. And we have all these scorers. If we get LeBron, he can't play defense. We need a defensive center to get rebounds. And when I watched him versus the Knicks at he couldn't move out there.
I know. Yep.
So if you're going to have offense, it's got to be coming off the bench. So, but I love the move. I love where we're at. So I can't, complain too much.
Well,
but I'm still from Philly, so I got to complain a little.
Of course. Well, that's what we do. Lou, good phone call, man. We appreciate it. Yeah, conceptually, Joel Embiid, if he plays a certain role next year, could be great with this group, right? He plays defense, rebounds.
Yeah, there's a role for him here.
It's just mentally.
And he could be productive. He could definitely be productive.
I think there's two ways to do it. One, the caller mentioned earlier, coming off the bench, sixth man. He plays with the second unit. He's the scorer, right? Okay, that way. Less minutes, but okay, you go score like usual when you're out there. Or if he's going to play with the guys, the starters, they don't need his scoring, but his career has evolved over the years to where when he first came in the league, he was a defensive presence.
Yeah.
And then he's evolved to more of an offensive guy. Like, can he revert back and use all his energy on defense and rebounding and let Brown
protect the paint?
I mean, physically, maybe, but there's a mental part, too. All right, one quick thing on the Legends pick, because we were just discussing that. I mentioned Justin Verlander got picked for the American League Legends pick. This is gonna really hit home, because, the idea is that Wheeler is not being selected because he can't participate, right? Right, that's the whole thing, because he's not allowed.
Don't.
So MLB announces that Justin Verlander has been named to the American League All-Star roster as a legend pick. The 43-year-old, who has been on the injured list since April, will not be active at the All-Star game, but will attend and be honored during the festivities of Philadelphia. So not only is Justin Verlander, he's been hurt since April. It's like Verlander last year. He's there to just like wave and smile and almost like be a baseball mascot. Like, he's not going to participate at all.
It's the way you say it, though. It just sounds so bad.
But the fact that they can't squeeze Wheeler on the team, but Verlander's there.
And that's why he feels the way that he feels.
It's baloney.
Yeah. I mean, I agree. And I think that, they need to correct this. I really do. Because
how?
Well, that was my initial thought. Now, I'm not trying to take anything from anybody, but if they've already made the Legends pick here, so
Bryce,
I guess, if you're being a stand-up guy, Lizardo, you let Wheeler take.
Yeah,
spot.
You know what? Next year when we go to spring training, you have a lot of answering to do a lot of people. Bobby Dickerson, you're gonna have to answer to for saying he's not about
Bobby,
that action.
Bobby, you ain't about that.
Hey, Zeus.
He's gonna end up throwing hands with somebody.
No, I'm not. I know how to act.
The fanatic.
Do you?
I know how to. I do.
Okay.
Sometimes I'm getting better, and plus I got we got a long time to go before we go there.
Yeah, I'm not saying it's around the corner. It's
no, I'm just saying, but I got time to work on me.
Yeah, but the cat's out of the bag.
You've had 50 plus years. feels over, bud.
This is it. God, this is it.
What you see is what you get.
Hey, you're gonna get no better than this.
Poll question: is Hugh Douglas a finished product? Yes or no?
I'm still working on me.
All right, coming up. A guy that's not a finished product. Well, I mean, at 2 o'clock today, did you guys know that Broads and TK are going to be broadcasting live from dining?
No T's in the building.
No, not in this building. Dining under the stars and media. They're going to be.
Oh, wait a minute. That's fancy.
Oh, it's cool. Yeah. I've never been there, but I've seen the photos. And I wanted to go one day.
I might have to slide there. That's on my way home.
Okay.
A little bit.
They're going to be broadcasting live from dining under the stars with Broads and TK. But Broads is going to be on, with TK again. And I mean, it's basically what people are saying in the city is this is Broad's audition to take Spike's job as the lead voice on the afternoon show along with Ike.
Yes.
So each day we're going to examine the job Broad's is doing and how close to the reality he is. So we're gonna kind of unpack and grade his open from yesterday to see, okay, is that afternoon show worthy or not.
Gotcha.
That's coming up next. And, of course, your calls and you people. Midday Show, Sports Radio 94 WIP.